Esto no va a entrar. Hey, welcome back, Bean Team, to another cold brew edition of Burnt Out Coffee. I'm your co-host, Oscar Fox. Wait, Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Fox.
Your name is now Oscar Fox.
It's going to be synonymous now. That's my identity. Is yep. Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. And this beast that is upon me is my half-great Dane Sirius.
That's a seriously big dog.
The Clifford episode was last week, Enrique.
Was it?
Yeah.
Now when this comes out, it was 2 weeks ago. I want you to know, I just went into my mind palace and I have no idea how I looked on camera. I think I looked stupid. I don't know, because no, I just now realized my mouth was open and I was like...
You look like the Big Lebowski after a big drag.
Let me push that up. There we go. All right. Oscar, you wanted to talk to me about something?
Yes, I did.
I have no idea what
it is. I cried today. I was in the car and
I
cried.
Know what it is.
I
know what it is.
Actual tears because Disney made some huge announcements.
I knew it.
And the only ones that matter are
All that matters? No. Oh, yeah. Wait, did they do other ones outside of Star Wars? All I heard was the Star Wars.
Oh, they did. Bro, you're going to take a pause. There has been not only announcements, there's been full trailers for Loki, Falcon, Winter Soldier. Yeah. Yeah. What If, the animation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So after we record everything, I'm going to watch that. But we're going to focus on Star Wars now, then. Okay.
Yeah. So sadly, there's not a lot of trailers for any of the Star Wars stuff. The
only yeah, there really was just announcements, right?
Yeah, there was just announcements. The only one that had an actual like physical trailer, which wasn't that great, was Bad Batch, which I'm still super excited for. So I'm just going to go down the list. And I'm going to hear you can give me your reaction with each one, okay?
So kind of like we did the Warner Brothers one?
Yeah, but not as much.
Got it.
So 10 minutes. A long time ago, they announced that there was going to be a Rogue One prequel show.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one's called Star Wars Andor. So it's going to be starring Cassian Andor, and it's going to be a prequel to the Rogue One series, spy
kind of
thriller.
Is that the dude who had the robot?
Yeah, K2SO.
Got it. I remember.
Yeah. Luna, he's a very good-looking man. Anyway,
yep,
so
got that locked in.
Very, very spicy Latino. It's good to see more Latinos on screen.
Oh yes, we will.
And so, he's finally gonna get that show.
Mm-hmm.
How do I feel about it? I love Star Wars content. Dave Filoni has a huge influence on a lot of these shows, so I'm excited because it's gonna have the flavor for it. But we'll see how it goes. I don't know what they're gonna do with it. I really don't. Mm-hmm. If it's just like a spy thriller, I'm down. Get you a new taste of Star Wars we've never seen before. Ahsoka.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, so there's two that are going to go together. Spinning off The Mandalorian, there's two shows. Ahsoka, which is have an
emphasis
more on
the Jedi. Oh, so it is
going to
be live action.
Yes, it's going to be live action. So we're going to get a more Jedi-focused show. And like Mandalorian, we had snippets with, you know, the child and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ahsoka is going to be more focused on her and the Jedi stuff.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to get spinoff of The Mandalorian, Rangers of the New Republic.
I heard something of that. Is that, is this
so
what...
There's not huge plot points on it. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Star Wars news isn't as in-depth, but there's just so much of it.
But I want
so
you to know,
excited.
You're more excited for the Star Wars news that has nothing, according to you, than the full-blown trailers and stuff of the Marvel news.
Absolutely.
Got it.
So Rangers of the New Republic, there's...
Oh, wait, 1 second. Can you repeat that?
The Ahsoka show and... Yeah, so with the Ahsoka show and the Rangers of the New Republic show, it has been announced that they will connect. So there will be a point where there will be episodes where they kind of converge.
Because they're trying to make this cross multi Marvel style.
Yeah, so I don't know if that means also with The Mandalorian. I assume as much as the seasons go on. We'll see.
As Ahsoka did appear in, like, from there, so.
Mm-hmm. Next is Lando.
Is that with my boy? Is that with my boy?
I don't know if it's going to have the Gambino.
If it doesn't, I ain't watching it. I'm telling you that now. If it don't, I'm
kind of feeling the same way.
He is my favorite just creator. Just one of my all-time favorite creators.
Like,
I've followed him for years. For years.
No, I got you, man. I like him too. And the thing is, like, if it doesn't have him, I don't know if I'll be too interested in it because I'm not a huge fan of just Lando Calrissian. You know? So I'm just like, sure, he's fun character, but it's like, it's kind of like the Andor show. It's like, I'm not a huge love with this character. I'm not invested in him. So between the Andor and the Lando, those are probably my least Andor? Two that I'm excited for. Cassian Andor, the Rogue
got
One
it,
prequel.
Got it. Took me a minute.
There you go. Gotcha, baby. And so, like, I'm not super excited about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for more Star Wars content, so I can't complain there. Next up, there are two... Oh, we'll get this news out the way. So the Obi-Wan Kenobi show starts filming very soon.
Yay!
And the big announcement that also came out with it.
I know that one.
Hayden Christensen is returning to portray Darth Vader.
Can I say something kind of funny?
Hmm.
Literally this morning, a meme came out of Hayden Christensen is now reprising his role for Spider-Man 3. Like, that was the joke, and then now you're telling me later in the day it was announced? Whoever that man, whoever you are who created that meme, you secretly predicted the future. Congrats.
He had insider knowledge.
It was someone who worked on it. I'm going to create the spiciest foretelling meme.
So not only are we going to get a, I don't know how far, because it's a 20-year gap. So I don't know how far the Kenobi show is going to be in between there, how close it's going to be to episode 4 or in the middle ground or how close it is to have, maybe we'll get segments because this is just a mini series. It's not like it's going
to
be like,
I think it might be, long. I think it might span throughout his whole time until I think like to put it in a way, I think it's going to begin only a few years after episode 3, but end basically like at the start of 4.
Yeah, kind of like age him up with makeup and stuff. No, I would totally want it that way.
Me too.
Apparently going to get prequel, some flashbacks to like in the Clone Wars.
Because they have the actors, so it works.
So they have the actors. And then also we're going to get Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader hunting him down maybe. So like I'm super thrilled. It's going to be like a one season, like one off thing.
I like it that way. That's better than a movie.
Me too.
Than a movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was gonna say it's like how Marvel's foregoing some movies to just go, we're creating miniseries for Disney Plus. I'm like, yes, please do that. That would work better because I get more content, but at the same time, I get one story. So
I'm excited for that in that regard. Mm-hmm. We're getting two animated series, Bad Batch, which is a spinoff of the last season of Clone Wars. Which you had the mutated clone troopers, which had special abilities, almost like mutants, like, you know, like X-Men style.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really fun characters. And it's kind of weird. Like, I was sad because, like, they were just there for the last season of Clone Wars. And I'm like, maybe these are really interesting characters. But now they have their own show. And I'm watching the trailer. This is the only one that has an actual full-blown trailer. And, it's literally right after Order 66.
Okay, quick warning for spoilers because I have a question. You don't need to go into detail. You can just go yes or no even. Did they follow Order 66?
The Bad Batch?
Yes.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I don't know. I don't remember if they had the inhibitor chips or anything like that. But what I do remember is like, when you finally got to Order 66, they weren't part of the show. They were just like, they were already out of that episode.
Yeah, they were somewhere else in the universe doing their thing.
Yeah,
so maybe,
but like,
so
literally,
we'll
get an answer. Okay. Like Order 66 happens, the Empire is being formed, and you literally have clone troopers, including the Bad Batch, now serving the new Empire. So we'll see where it goes from there. Do they continue serving the Empire? Do they leave? You know, there's a lot of things up in the air where they become like mercs.
I like that.
And then you have a droid story. So in the 80s, they had a Star Wars cartoon called Droids, and they're kind of reprising this. It's going to have R2-D2 and some new droids in there and have animated adventures. So
that's dope.
We'll see how it goes.
I thought there was a third animated product.
No. Well, yes and no. We don't know yet. It was supposed to be the Rebels sequel was supposed to be animated, but since Ahsoka is getting live action, everyone thinks they just switched it. Now it's just going to be live action.
I might have information that you don't know.
Fossus Dust?
Do you know about...
Oh, wait. Wait, let me finish, because there is one more animated show.
Got it, go ahead.
I was saving that.
That's what I'm saying. There is another animated show, yeah.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, I was saving that last just for you. Then we're getting Star Wars Acolyte.
I heard about that one.
It's going to be a live action show that's going to be based at the end of their High Republic stories.
Yeah. Have you been keeping up
with that? Yes, I have. So, like, there's going to be, like, novels, comics, and an animated show for the High Republic. But Acolyte is going to be set at the end of this. So, I'm wondering what they're going to do with that. I mean, the way the title looks with the slash through and the red things, I can only assume it's the rise of some sort of Sith at the end of the High Republic. Whether that's Darth Plagueis or a predecessor, we don't know.
I'm excited.
300 years before. I'm excited because it's supposed to be a mystery thriller.
Oh, that makes me even more excited.
So if they throw a little horror elements in there, because there are horror Star Wars novels. There's zombies.
Star Wars is ripe for that because it literally is space. And like has so many aliens and stuff. Like you can, if you take even put like one weak Jedi even in there, it can be a spicy horror, even spicy.
Bro, one of my favorite I forget what it's called. It was called Red something, but it was a Star Wars book. It was based at a Sith academy, so you had all these young cadets learning how to become Sith, and there was like a zombie outbreak basically.
I know what you're talking about. I saw that book in the stores, and that was one of the few like Star Wars novels I wanted to go like, I want to buy this like right now.
So it was cool. It was zombie apocalypse in space. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to like more knowledge in all these shows. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for all of them. Mm-hmm. Now, before we talk about the last show that I saved just for you, there is one movie. Just one movie announced.
Okay.
And it has Patty Jenkins is going to be directed.
Oh, yeah.
The last, two Wonder Woman movies. Rogue Squadron.
I like that idea.
I have no idea what to expect from this. Obviously, Rogue Squadron is Luke's squadron. I don't know where in the timeline this is going to be, what it's going to revolve around, but just seeing, like, just regular Joes and doing dogfights and stuff like that, I'm excited for, because like you get snippets of that in The Mandalorian. Obviously, I'm not going to spoil things from season 2 for you, but you do get to see a few more Rebel pilots and like them doing maneuvers like in the ship and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you don't get a lot. So to have a whole movie where it's revolving around these normal characters in this crazy galaxy, and you know, it's like Top Gun, but with Star Wars.
Yeah.
So
we'll see how it goes. I'm excited.
We'll see how it goes. Like I said, there's not a huge synopsis on any of these movies or shows, so I'm just like, we'll see.
We'll see.
And then the last one, which blew me out of the water, I was not expecting this from Disney Plus, is Star Wars Visions. And it's going to be a 10-part miniseries. Each part is going to be a short film by Japanese anime creators.
And you guys saw yesterday's episode. You heard it, right? We don't need to discuss how important this is because we just talked about how how anime is becoming
services and anime. And
and one thing I avoided saying was because I'm like, Disney has actually a strong animated portfolio and actually creates animated products because that's how Disney has been forming themselves, has always formed themselves, and has been pushing on this. I legitimately was like, can this be the only streaming service that doesn't need anime? And no, they now have it, which I'm like, that's such a smart idea. And they even had a better idea because they own so many fucking IPs. Why not instead of try to go, we need to license some anime and just go, hey, we're Disney, motherfucker. Do you want something of ours to make an anime out of? Like, I'm going to say this now. Now that I heard about, like, how they're, like, licensing out shit, I know there's going to probably be a Marvel anime. Because remember how Marvel used to try to do that with the three, like, with the Wolverine, the X-Men,
and Blade.
I haven't seen those still. I need to see them.
And Iron Man.
And I need to see them. I haven't seen them. So they're going to retry
doing that. They switched. Iron Man sucked for half the show and then got good. And then X-Men was really good and then sucked for the later half.
I need to watch them. But like, I guarantee you now, there's going to be some Marvel animes. There's going to be a whole bunch of different IPs. But this one I'm going to say. How long do you think they're going to try until they go, fine, let's bring out the folder. In the dusty, like, Disney's like, the one we know will make us money. They pull it out, dust it out. Here's a script for Kingdom Hearts anime. And they just drop it on the table. And you look me in the eye and tell me they are not going to make bank. They will make...
like, you understand, like...
stupid money.
Kingdom Hearts 3 was the Rise of Skywalker for video games. Like, it was just...
and it
disappointing
made,
as all hell.
And it made Rise of Skywalker money. You know...
Oscar, I don't know. You're probably right.
Even you would be like, Kingdom Hearts anime? That's a dumb. It airs. You're going to be like, so Enrique, the show sucks.
No, like...
when Scene 5 happened this happened, I went... so
Kingdom Hearts is its own episode. Because I can get into how I loved it so much, but then they got so convoluted for their own good... and they just made a mess of things.
Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
Like, convoluted? Oscar.
Kingdom Hearts convoluted? Shut up.
Let me tell you something, Oscar. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end with this. I'm going to tell you this. I watched a video, a two-part video, each like 40 minutes long, of this man breaking down the Kingdom Hearts story. I've seen that video.
I've seen that video.
It 5 times. No joke. I cannot tell you what the fuck happens in that fucking game. Sora just goes whacking people and he sees Hercules or some shit. I'm like, dope. I guarantee you, Kingdom Hearts series might happen, but I'm saying just in general, I think it's so smart that they test it, one, with a Star Wars property, but they, instead of trying to develop their own anime, they license out properties that they have. Marvel alone will be a dumpster of cash they roll in. They're like, what's a character we don't care about?
The thing is, like...
Stiltman, the anime! Like,
it can be successful. Spider-Man has an Indian series, a Japanese series, where it's based on, like, those cultures, you know? So, like, it's just, like, it can work. It will work. I think it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be like the Animatrix, but with Star Wars. And...
it's going to be beautiful.
It's just, like, there's doing so much, and I'm not mad. Like, I don't even know. Like, I at first I was like, you know what? They're doing too much Star Wars. It's kind of saturated. No, give me more and more and more. Now that I feel like after seeing 2 seasons of The Mandalorian and seeing them take their time with all this High Republic stuff, yeah, everybody wants the Old Republic. That's what we know. That's what we love. But seeing the teams work on this and how long they're working on it, it's not like they're going to dump out some half-assed shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm super excited for all this content. Like all I said, Andor and Lando are my bottom.
Yeah.
But for me, Kenobi and Alkalite, without even knowing shit about it, are at my top.
Mm-hmm. No, those
Which
look
one
amazing.
Are you most excited for?
Oh, Visions and Ahsoka. Like, those two, I think, are going to be so fucking fun for me.
And you haven't even seen her.
And then Obi-Wan would be my third. But okay, I want to say this. Yeah. This is because we're hitting our time. I just wanted to say one thing. Yes or no question. Does this make up for all that Star Wars has been hurting you with, Oscar?
Listen.
Yes or no?
Listen, I'm just going to say
yes or no.
I'm
not going to give you a caveat.
No. It's real quick. I'm not going to get detailed.
That's no real quick.
This right here makes me so happy I cried. But Mandalorian alone made up for it.
So all the years of your disappointment, you hear, boom, 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 see this little weird shit fly around. You're like, it's done it.
No, because like I didn't hate 7. I didn't hate 8. It was 9 I despised. Like I could deal with like some people are like, oh, this about 7, this about 8. Like, you know what?
I loved 8. I'll fight for 8.
They were still good movies.
Except that slow fight. The only thing I will say I did not like about it, everyone shitted on the casino scene. The casino scene was useless. We're not gonna talk about that slow ass. We're running. No one's moving. Spaceships in the sky now doing shit. Suicide bomb. That was like, that could have been 20 minutes, guys. That could have been 20 minutes.
Listen, that being said, that scene though, boom.
That was, I'm not going to lie, I literally was like in the theater, like, I don't know who this bitch is, but I'm scared.
That's cinematic genius. I don't give a fuck how many Star Wars fans bitch about Rian Johnson. That scene made up for the whole thing.
And that's where we're ending it, with Oscar pissing off a whole bunch of Star Wars fans. Yes.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Yep.
And I know what I like. I like Star Wars.
Oscar, what is Star Wars' worst enemy?
Trekkies.
No, it's own fans.
No, it's Kirk Love and Spock suckers.
No. Star Wars fans are literally the embodiment of what's it called, a Borealis, the snake
who eats itself.
Yep, that is Star Wars fans. Look me in the eye.
You're not wrong. But I'm not one of those fans.
You see, I took the heat off you. I took the heat off you. Now they can aim at me. Thank you for watching Bird Talk Coffee. If you like the episode, guess what? You can like it down there. If you're on an audio platform, guess what? Can you hit that follow button right over there? What about you're on YouTube? You can hit subscribe. What if you're on Facebook? You can hit the like the page. What if you just want to support us? Well, share the video, share the audio. And honestly, thank you for listening, Bean Team. We always appreciate you sticking around, listening to our randomness. And that is this episode of The Cold Brew. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Dun 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 dun.
That's not Star Wars. Dun, 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 dun. All right,
technically, they're connected.